Time for Triple Team Traffic. We have emergency traffic that starts with Ricky Meese.
Crashes are cleared southbound I-15 prior to 3300 South, but the delays have not. They are still stacked back to about North Temple. And then more slowing southbound I-15 at the South Interchange. Northbound I-15 stacked up and slow from the point of the mountain to Midvale. And unusual slowing southbound I-215's east belt from about 3900 South to about 45th. Jared Auger.
Lanes are starting to open up in Provo Canyon, both east and westbound, up and down. We're still going to see some heavy volume in the canyon, but you're going to be able to get through it. Now, the volumes from the point of the mountain all the way down into Pleasant Grove, they're going to be there, but not as heavily as you would see at this time of day. Mark?
Yeah, northbound I-15 really is pretty rough right now, about 2700 south, South Salt Lake up to the North Interchange. By the way, before we forget, 215 is very slow coming up from I-80 on the north end. Legacy Parkway, a little slower than normal. I-15 continues to be heavy in spots, Centerville to Layton Hills Mall. Highway 89 overflowing into Fruit Heights. Very heavy again, approaching I-84, and I-84 eastbound is extremely heavy as well in the South Weber area. University of Utah Healthcare is proud to care for our Olympic and Paralympic athletes. It's the newest member of the U.S. Olympic Committee's National Medical Network, Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center. And